Hey,
Hey.
Dad. Hello, welcome back to Drag and Draft, a new podcast. We talk about drag race and with a little twist. It's a football fantasy type of twist where me and Jamari have our houses and we compete and see who house has the winning queen. By the way, my name is Serge. I bet you call me Serge.
And I'm Jamari, and you can just call me Jamari.
And was in the Dragon Draft. How you
Yes.
been? How you been? How you been, Jamari?
I started the new job, got a uniform and everything. I feel so official.
Okay.
It's literally the job I've been wanting since the beginning. It's like a 7 to 3, 3:30, 4. Literally, don't waste my entire day at work.
I love that. It's Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Cute, cute. You got a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday. Cute. We all strive to have that type of job. My job, I walk in and I can be told we don't need you, so leave. Ugh.
Damn.
But
But
yeah.
how's life outside of work? How's life outside of work?
We were talking about it a little bit prior to us recording. So I am returning to YouTube finally, and
Yes.
I got to record two videos last night. I couldn't wait a whole nother week or change my clothes. So I was like, you know what? In the second video, I was like, you know what? It's the same day. We're not gonna act like it's not the same. It's the same day. I'm doing the same thing I did in the first video. Welcome. Anyway, let's do
Me in the
it.
comments. Is he wearing the same clothes?
Absolutely. And what about it? You're not gonna bite me. So it's pretty much I'm reviewing videos I recorded for YouTube 10 years ago. I was 15 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I completely different person. So it was a watch. It was something. So stay tuned, y'all. I'm gonna My YouTube channel will be called Call Me Surge. For right now,
Period.
that's what it's gonna be called. So follow me on social medias at Call Me Surge and stay tuned for that. Yeah. And where can they follow you, Jamari? Because someone made a return to socials.
And I'm already regretting it. I'm kidding.
No!
No. Y'all can find me on Instagram or Twitter. I swear I'm gonna get, once I get my whole everything situated, I will be posting. There will be stories. There will be something to look at. But as of right now, it is kind of just retweets on Twitter and then nothing on Instagram right now. But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jamari MB. Yes,
Yes.
it is happening.
It's happening, and I'm so happy that you are on social media. And this is from the heart because I used to love sending you funny stuff that we both relate to. So it's nice to
Yes.
have you back and be able to do that again.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into this episode. There's so much to talk about. So are we
Oh
on
my
episode?
gosh.
It's episode 8, right?
Yes, it's my favorite episode so far.
Is it? Want to give a little synopsis on why?
I've been singing this, like the songs have literally been in my head since I've watched the music, the musical like 5 times so far, like already.
Really?
Like seriously.
Musicals are cool to me. I don't think they're my favorite type of challenge, but I think the last couple of musicals that we've had has been really good. And
Really.
it's become like the better, like one of, it seems like it's like one of the highest rated episodes every season now.
They've been so good. Like, I don't know what ruse, if the writers have been giving coffee enemas, but like, it's been so, like, they've been on their shit the past few seasons.
The Wicked Wiz of Oz, which that's a really fun title.
And the
What did you
timing.
Yeah, the timing, it was right between Wicked Part 1 and Wicked Part 2.
Yes. Like the timing of it all. And the way they executed it, I wasn't expecting it to be that way.
The
So,
audition.
yeah, audition type. I was like, okay.
Right. So, have you watched Wicked, Wiz, The Wizard of Oz?
I've watched all of it. I've watched Wicked. I've watched The Wizard of Oz. I've watched The Wiz. Everything Wicked related, everything The Wizard of Oz related, I've seen it.
Okay. So you great person to talk about this episode.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I only knew Wicked from the movie that just came out. I never watched the play, the Broadway production of it.
Really?
But everyone knows Defying Gravity,
Everybody
and
should know that song.
yeah, I knew that song. I never watched the play, but I just knew that song. It's just like Little Shop of Horrors. I know Suddenly Seymour song, but I don't never watched the play. I can you tell I'm not a musical gay? But like the Wiz, the Wicked is such a. I do like Wicked. The movie was really great. Did you watch the movie? You said
Oh,
yes,
yes,
right?
I watched the movie. I watched it twice.
Twice. You liked it?
I liked it.
Yeah, same.
I did cry the first time. Mm-hmm.
Well, like it was good. And then The Wiz, I seen most of it, parts of it. I don't remember a lot from it, but I know what The Wiz is. And then The Wizard of Oz, I watched The Wizard of Oz movie long, 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 long time ago. But we all know the story, so yes. So okay, look, I mean, before we even get into the episode, who do you think was gonna do well? Gonna be who's who wasn't gonna do well?
I knew off the bat this was in Susie's, lane. I knew Anya was gonna do good just from, I was like, this is a musical. I was like, I hope they're singing live, not live, but I hope they're like using their own vocals, right? Because Anya has a voice. And the moment they, went to the recording session, I was like, oh, Anya's gonna be up there. I was really, really like hoping for Jules. Like, I want Jules to get a win so bad.
Yeah.
Because Jules has like literally been edging her way up there and has come so close multiple times.
I agree.
And then, who else? Who else?
Who
Who
you thought he
else?
was gonna do bad?
Oh, I thought Lana was gonna do bad. I thought Arietta was gonna do bad. And I thought Acacia was gonna do bad. And Corey.
Okay. I originally thought the tops were gonna be Jules, Susie, and Anya, which is we lay on that. And I thought the bottom was gonna be Lexi, Acacia, and Lydia.
Lexi?
Yeah, it is like I didn't know how she was gonna do performing wise. I didn't know.
You put your front runner in the bottom?
Probably makes no sense, but I'm just going off of what I've seen on
Lexi,
the
you
show
heard
so
it.
far. Should we remind the girls who is on our yes, we should remind the girls who's in our houses. We do tend to
Yes.
forget a little
Well,
sometimes.
who's left in our houses? Who's left in our
Oh
houses?
yes. So Lexi, Lana, Jules, Corey, Sam, Star, Lydia, and our departed but the slave diva of LA, Juella.
Yes.
That's my house. So far we have three wins and multiple bottoms. But my team be fighting. We fighting for our lives right now, okay? Because Lana and Corey's lip sync, well, at this point, Lana's lip synced twice, Corey's lip synced once, and Lydia's lip synced once.
Right.
Lexi has one win, Sam has two wins, and Jules been in the top two in the first episode, but she didn't win.
In my home, my humble abode, we have Susie Toot, Anya Nerve, Lydia Butthole,
No, I have
the
her.
Butthole.
I
You
have
have
Lydia.
Lydia? Hold on. Let me look at this. Let me look at this.
Look at
Let me look at the chart. This is why Sergio sent me pictures because I forget everything.
chart. I was like, first of all, you
Okay.
skipping people because Anya was not your second choice.
Oh my gosh, bitch. I
Climax.
feel the roll. Oh, okay. So we have Susie Two with two wins. We have Arietti, our fashion queen. of the house. We have our dearly departed Harmona Lisa. We have Crystal Envy, who also left us. Yes. We have Acacia on your nerve with two wins. And our first departed sister, Lucky Stars.
Yes.
So I got four girls in my house. It's getting a little empty here, a little cold, but we're making it with the trophies are keeping us warm. So just keep them coming, girls. Keep them coming.
We're posting our charts on our Instagram at drag and
yes.
DRAGN for Nancy. DRAFT on Instagram. We're gonna post our charts and you'll see someone's house is fighting for their lives and someone's house is on fire. Literally on fire.
Honestly, one of them houses could literally go for both of those category descriptions right there.
Oh wow. I mean open it up like open it up. But yeah. How many wins do you have in your house?
So far, not counting this episode, my house has a total of...
Well, no one won your episode, so it doesn't matter.
Oh!
No.
Wait, what did you say? We have five against your measly three.
Jules is coming. Watch out. But, okay, let's talk about it. So, Crystal goes home. She is from your house. Don't mean to repeat it, but, you know, it happened. the queens are surprised, but they're surprised because Crystal is a top contender. Were you surprised that she got home, sent home?
Very. Like, watching, of course, I don't know. I really did picture her going a little bit further. If not one of the few that could go all the way. And yeah, that was a shock to the household.
Mm-hmm. The girls were grateful because a strong competitor was Sash Aid. They left.
Yes.
However, Susie is now like, you know, I didn't win Snatch Game because Snatch Game was the last episode. I didn't win. But you know what? I'm giving y'all another week to breathe. And I'm coming back next week with fire, and I'll see y'all there. And Corey's like,
I mean, you gotta let the competition know when you let them breathe, as we discussed in our household, you know.
Girl, anyway. I mean, okay. Spoiler for the next episodes. Only spoiler, like what challenges are coming up. I heard that. So the next episode from after this is another sewing challenge, and we'll talk about it. Yes. Crazy. And then the episode after that is supposed to be a roast.
Ooh, bitch. A roast.
Yeah. Susie ain't winning anytime soon, baby. But...
Oh, wow. Train on our downfall.
It's a new day in the workroom. I can't... Can you imagine saying that, being the one to say that in the confessional?
Every day.
Oh, you would?
Me? Oh, I do it hands down. Let me get my confessional time.
Yes. When they walk in, they get to the tables, they start talking. Corey is behind Lydia, all booed up behind her, like.
Literally, I mean, dick to booty. Wait, can we get that?
Yay!
I mean, literally, gooch to gooch, like, inseparable.
Connected, and we're not talking about Human Centipede, okay? This is...
Not Human Centipede, that movie is disgusting.
Very, but I watched every one of them.
Ew.
I didn't like it, but...
Yeah, sure.
No. At that time, I was watching that, I was watching Saw, I don't know what I was on. I was like, I wanted to see all the crazy horror movies.
And Saw, you did.
Yeah, I love Saw. Very big Saw fan. Comment down below if you're a Saw fan. I love Saw fan. And Final Destination. Oh my god. But yeah, anyway. Corey and Lydia have all booed up, and Anya calls Corey a twink goblin. And they kind of referenced, like, or like made it seem like Corey and Crystal was flirting or something at one point. Did you catch that?
Wait a minute. I mean, for them to give her that title, that means she had to been flirting with somebody else. But I might need to rewatch a couple episodes because I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't peep that. And then Corey said, "I'm a loyal, you know, person. Lydia is the only one for me." So I was like, "Were her Crystal ever?"
Somebody's lying.
I don't know. Why else would Anya call Aunt Corey a twin goblin eating up the twinks? And there's a second time this is mentioned. I'm like, oh my God. I'm going to say it when it comes because I have a note on it. Mm-hmm. There was no mini challenge. So we get straight to the announcement of the Mackie challenge, and that is the Wicked Wiz of Oz, the Rusical. Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Yes.
You are very excited for this one. I was like, okay, I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
I was so ready for the Rusical.
You know who else is ready?
Who?
Susie. Because Susie said,
fucking ready.
Susie said, the girls can't touch me in this challenge. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna slay. Can't wait. The roles that we have is Kansas Dorothy is the original Dorothy Gale, you know, played by
Miss Judy Garland.
Yes, yes. And then we also have the Wicked Witch, who's Cher? Question mark?
No, the Wicked Witch of the Witch of the East.
I thought it was the Wicked Witch of the East, but they just said the Wicked Witch.
Mm-mm, it's the Cher type character was the Witch of the East. The one that got the house smashed down on her.
Right, that's what I thought, but I mean, let us know down below what is which, because I kept hearing them say the Wicked Witch, that's it. And then when we watch the Rusical, she's talking about the Swister and then she has the house on her head, so I'm thinking, yeah, she is the Wicked Witch of East, but they didn't say Wicked Witch of East. They just said, with the Wicked Witch, who's Cher?
I could have sworn.
I don't know. We gotta rewatch it. But yeah, Wicked Witch is Cher, which we'll talk about. Flying Monkeys. We'll talk about it. The Lioness. The Harlem Dorothy, who is Diana Ross as Dorothy in The Wiz. The Tin Woman. Scarecrow. And the Good Witch.
Mm-hmm.
What role would you want to be in if you were in this Rusical?
Okay, I definitely would have wanted the Diana Ross's version of Dorothy in Oz, because Diana Ross, RuPaul, that's automatic right there. I would have gone for... I wouldn't have felt pressure at all, because I feel like once again, like this is it, like as Susie did prior, this is in her wheelhouse. She was very confident, you know, that she was gonna, you know, succeed. So that's where like my mindset would have been. So I would have definitely gone for that. I low key would have gone for one of the three, depending on how well I was doing in the competition. Would have gone for either the Scarecrow or the Tin Man.
Okay.
And then if I really was like, you know, I needed a win like bad, I would have went for the Cher role.
We'll talk about it. I can see you as Harlem Dorothy because you kind of have, your energy is like somewhat similar to Diana Ross's energy, like that. When she played Dorothy, she had like this innocence to her.
Yeah.
You definitely can give that energy and I'm pretty sure you can body that role down. I can also see you as Scarecrow.
Like, come on down.
Yeah. I would want to do either the lion.
I can see that.
I can do the lion or Scarecrow or challenging role, but like a role that's going to put me either the top or the bottom. I would choose the Wicked Witch, the Green Witch.
Ooh, that I feel like I could. That would have been risky because you're starting it off.
Yeah. But the mannerisms like of like I love a good side gesture to the audience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When they start singing and all of a sudden they talk sideways and they like talking to the audience third. It's like a break, fourth wall break or something. I like those moments. And I definitely can eat that part up in that with those moments. But also, you know, the lioness is sexy. I would eat that as well. Oh, and I would always want to be a scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. I like that character a lot. First, we had the Kansas Dorothy Gate. We had a couple gates here. Kansas Dorothy Gate. Susie versus Acacia. So, Susie's claim was Acacia's talent show was seen as earnest and smaller, and her Dorothy could read the same because it's soft-hearted. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I agreed as well. And of course, Acacia felt like Susie was putting her down. But I'm like, to me, I'm like, yeah. The looking at the role, it is very small and like...
Wait, the Dorothy role was small?
Not small, but like it was like... It was very, it wasn't high energy. It was very, you know, relaxed.
And if you want, and if, like, looking back at the production, like, she had a slow song.
Yeah.
And you really got to deliver with that or else you're going to be in the bottom.
Yeah. Acacia says she wants a ballad. She wants to show off her vocals that she...
Her vocals.
Look... I feel like this episode and the first episode of the talent show with Acacia, I feel like the show's trying to humble her. Cause every time she says she's a singer, they show us that she's not.
But okay, cause she is from my house, to her defense, during the variety show, whatever, she sang live and played the guitar. I honestly feel like, I mean, that was talent. I mean, she can sing, but I don't know. I feel like she sort of knocked her own house down, Big Bad Wolf's terms. Mm-hmm. Because as we see like later on, yeah, like she did not help herself with that, like defending her talent.
Yeah, I think she's a good singer. It's just, what's your taste? That country sound, are you into that? If you're not, then you'll be turned off. So It depends on your taste of music, but she is an artist. She is a singer, but the show seems to like be like, bitch, you are better at other things. Because she is good at being, like, doing the impersonations of, like, Blanche. That was her high, that's probably her best.
Yeah, that Southern Belle one was really good.
Yeah, I think her sewing looks has been good too. Even though she was in the bottom the last time, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. She believes that the Green Witch role is more louder, theater-like, like Susie. So why would you give it to Susie if you think that's in her wheelhouse?
See, that's why I was like, she played herself. Like, why would you give a girl who we all know is good at everything that has to do with, like, theater, you give her that bitch the role?
Susie's trying to get this Dorothy role, which can be good or it could be safe. And you're like, no, give Susie the lead role. That's more her. She literally said, and I gagged when she said this, she said, the role of the Green Witch is older theater Broadway girl. Susie is like a fucking 98-year-old washed-up theater
woman. Yes.
That's literally her brand. I said, Jesus Christ. Like, oh my God, Acacia. Like, that was horrible.
She wanted that role.
I mean, she said that in the confessional, not in her face, but... I'm like, damn, why you gotta say that?
You see how every season the girls get heated during this one discussion.
Yeah, these gays want their role in a musical. They want it. And they're gonna fight.
And then everybody was like, going against Susie. Because I feel like everybody except for maybe Anya and maybe one other girl are trying to, you know... bring Susie down because Stacey Suzy as a top contender, like a threat.
Someone in particular. So, there's someone in particular I think really don't like her.
I did say that. I'm not saying that Lexi is the one that doesn't like her, but Lexi did say in her confessional, I believe, that Suzy got to choose her role last time. It's time for her to give somebody else a go.
Yes. She literally said, I wrote it, she said, I thought you was so congenial. You had your role last time, so why don't you give it to someone else?
It only made sense.
Right.
That somebody else go. And, like, I get it's a competition, and you want to, you know, always get your way, but at the same time, let's all be sisters and give each other a chance.
So, Sam jumps in and gives Acacia Kansas Authority. Just right off the bat. No voting, nothing. She's like, nope. She's getting it. So, as a fellow Aries, how would you feel in this position? You're fighting over this role from another girl. You and this girl fighting over a role. Y'all, the other queens jump in, and all of a sudden, she's getting the role. I think she's getting it. We all agree? Okay, cool. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I would have just shut up. I would have said, okay. And y'all would have seen it on my face. Like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar is pissed. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to get quiet. And I'm be like, okay, she wants the role, she can have it. I know there are other roles that I could do, if not all of these roles that I could do and turn it out. So give me whatever.
Okay. So similar to how Suzy reacted. Suzy was pissed. Yeah. Still similar. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly I'll be pissed. Yes, like
I know you'd be heated. See, we're like two different Aries. Like, I get mad internally, you get mad externally. You would have been, there would have been very yelling across the table.
I mean, I'm like, I feel like this is, I'm okay. The way I control my anger, I choose my battles. I definitely choose my battles. But if it seems unfair, bitch, you're gonna hear my mouth. And,
right.
I look, as a viewer, it is fair because Suzy got to choose her role at first. So that is fair. But the fact that you're not even in this argument, you jumping in and just automatically giving the other girl the role that I want, that we're fighting for, nah. We have to figure out something that's more fair. That's like, fuck you, Sergio. We're going with her. Excuse me? Tell me something. I'd be so mad. So Sam says, does everyone agree? Then Lexi lean over. And this, again, I'd be like, is Lexi really don't like Suzy?
No.
Lexi lean forward to Suzy and ask her, do you agree?
So messy.
We'll be fighting.
I would be like, bitch.
Oh my god, we would be fighting.
Me, I would have purposely went for the role that Lexi wanted right after that.
I was like, I want a lion. Okay, I want the lion.
Would I have gotten the role? Probably not, because I feel like Lexi would intimidate me.
Yeah, she is intimidating. But also, I feel like the girls is already against Suzy or us in general. So, like, we weren't getting the role that we want. And it seems so unfair in that perspective. It's like, damn, everyone is literally against me, probably because I'm the top competitor. Also, Suzy is like, kind of... She's flaunting her confidence a little. So it's getting under the girl's skin. So it's very apparent that it's Suzy versus the world at this point. And then Suzy says, have fun, Acacia. And then Acacia's like, what was that? What did you say?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Right, Acacia's about to pop off.
I was like, oh, calm down. Calm down.
And then after that moment, Sam gets Wicked Witch as Cher. So how do you feel about this role being Cher?
Ugh. As far as like Cher being in the challenge, I was like, oh, this is gonna be another winning role.
When Shay came out as Blac Chyna in the
Kardashian musical.
The Kardashian musical. Though Blac Chyna was part of their family, so it made sense, I guess.
I mean, she was on the show.
Yes, so it makes sense. It makes sense. But it was like a role that you just come in real quick, do a little 1-2, and then leave. Cher in this random role, I was not a fan of, honestly. And I mean, spoiler of how I felt about the role itself is just like, why? And I watched Monet and Plasma on
The Pit Stop.
Yeah, The Pit Stop. Plasma said, you know what? Let me tell you why Rue have Cher. Rue said that she wants to enjoy this musical somehow. In case everyone flops, she wants to be able to enjoy this somehow. So you know what? Let me add Cher.
I mean, that was put there to make Rue laugh.
Yeah. If I were the competitor, I knew that, I would have picked that role first. Because either way, I'm going to either be safe or high. Or win. Because anyone doing a Cher impression is going to make Rue laugh. So don't matter how it's going, whatever. But the other roles... that was assigned. Lydia is the flying monkey one. Lexi is the lioness. Anya is Harlem Dorothy. Can you imagine anyone but a black queen doing this role?
Listen, I was just thinking, what if all the black queens got eliminated before this aired? Would they have just taken out Harlem Dorothy and replaced it with something else? Or what would they have done?
Will they take it out the Wiz part? They can't take out the Wiz. They can't. On Black History Month, please.
On Black History
Month. Oh, no. That would have been crazy. And that's another question that came up on The Pit Stop. Monet was like, I can see you, Plasma, as the Harlem
deceased. I love Monet.
I'm like, with that wig? Oh, girl. On Plasma? Oh, God. Cancel the show.
I'm so dead.
And then Lana was the Tin Woman, and Arietti is Scarecrow. Good Witch Gate. Okay. Corey versus Jules.
This is my favorite gate.
Corey's claim was, the role is about having big breasts and big ass. And RuPaul has complimented my physique. Jules, you don't have that. And it'll be embarrassing if you get there shaking your a flat ass and no boobs. I was gagged when Corey said that.
I mean, she is her sister's keeper, I guess.
So you agree with what Corey was saying?
No, because after she said that, Drew said, I can always buy a body. You can't buy a comedy. And when I tell you, my mouth dropped, and I was like, get her, Jade. Get her.
That was the case, like, the case is done, like, you won, case closed, Jules got it, because that, bury that. But before that happened, Jules retitled the retittle of her rebuttal.
And, with the retittle.
Retittle the retittle of her rebuttal. Yeah, she said, big ass and big boobs are provided for us for the challenge, you know? And but then her argument kind of dimmed a little bit when she was like, I was in the top last week and you was in the save zone. Corey was like, yes, I was safe, so you should let me get the big role. And if I flop, I go home. Did you give it to the girl because she was safe?
Right. No, because that's just a setup, mind games. Just a second ago, you wanted this role, like, this is your role. And now you're telling me that if there's a chance it's going to put you in the bottom? Like, that is a mind game. I'm keeping it. It's mine.
Reading the dialogue of what Corey's saying, Corey's definitely using words to manipulate this situation, to get her side, get her way, and it's just not working. Jules like, no, bitch. This is a winning role. This is a good witch. And honestly, do you see Corey as a good witch?
No. I felt like Corey's best chance would have been, like, either the lion, the cowardly lion, or crickets. Yeah.
The cowardly lion? Dang, you like, put him with the three, with the other two. So Jules was like, do you want to do rock, paper, scissors? Would you do that?
I'm not rock, paper, scissors, and you for a role that's going to cost me possibly $200,000 after I just spent my second mortgage. No, we're not rock, paper, scissors, anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Corey says. Like, no, hell no, I'm not doing that. Like, and then, so Susie steps in, and she's like, let's do a group vote. And she's like, so who thinks Corey is better at the role? And what I found crazy, so only Susie rose her hand for Corey. You know who else?
Yes.
You know who didn't raise her hand?
Lydia.
Lydia, her old girlfriend. Ain't that crazy?
Bitch, no, because I fully was like, when I saw that, I looked around, my dumb ass. I looked around like I'm there. I looked around and just saw Susie. And I'm looking dead at Lydia, and I'm like, I'm like, if your own partner is not, or your little butang doesn't even, like, feel that you have the capability of fulfilling the breasts of Miss Glinda,
right,
or Galinda to some people, then you need to give that role up.
Yeah, it was crazy. And she was sitting right next to her.
Right next to her. I was like, damn!
I would have been pissed.
I can see you now looking.
I'm like, not even my man. Crazy. This is crazy. So everyone votes for Jules as a good witch. And then Corey yells out, I guess I'll be the monkey.
Listen, when she said that, I literally, I covered my mouth. I'm like, damn.
On
Black History Month.
Voted as the monkey. Ain't that
voted by default, albeit.
Not even her man didn't help her in this. This is crazy.
Wild, as Bob would say. Love you, Bob.
Yes, love you, Bob. So Jules yelled out, you got your twink. You should be happy. I was like, what? Not in front of Lydia. Jesus Christ.
Just the slander.
That's what I was talking about. I was like, y'all keep calling Lydia a twink or Corey's twink in front of her. Like, this is great. Like, how do Lydia feel about it?
And Lydia just be sitting there.
Lydia be smiling, laughing. I'm like,
I mean, some people like that terminology.
Yes, but it's just, ooh, that's wild. On national television? Crazy.
In front of millions.
So, and then we go into dance rehearsals with Jamal Sims, your man. Or
no,
Oh, not anymore?
Don't say that. I got people listening to this.
Your ex. Your ex.
What ex? I ain't got an ex.
Oh, okay, anyway. So Jamal has shown them that he has some tattoos of the Wiz characters. So, no pressure.
Wait, what? I missed that?
Like, right in the beginning, he showed them he has tattoos of, I believe it was the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man on his shoulder.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah. So, I was like, okay, no pressure. You know, Jamalson's got the tattoos, RuPaul is obsessed with the Wizard of Oz, so no pressure.
None. You know, just, you know... Acacia, I know she was already sweating her boots after just leaving the booth, and she couldn't hit the notes.
She's like, can I have water? I was like, oh. No.
Literally. I was like, oh, God, not the water.
So she's like, can I do, can y'all put a little, can y'all cut that part? Can you raise my voice a little bit on the second part, second note? Can you, like, go a little lower? Can you alter that part?
Damn.
Girl. But... How would you feel about being in a performance where you have to be on the same note, same beat as someone else? How would you feel about that? Would you be able to do that?
You better step on that beat harder than I do.
It's supposed to be the same beat, though.
I'm sorry, but you, one of us got to outshine the other one. I'm sorry.
Not the Aries. Aries coming out. Why is y'all supposed to be a team?
This is RuPaul's Drag Race. There's no such thing as a team. The last time we had a team win was what season?
They're being judged individually too, so it's like...
Exactly.
I wouldn't like that, though. I would not like having to match someone, because that's hard. That's another challenge. You got to be on the same beat as somebody else and do the same moves and try to be like a mime to them. That's a lot.
Also, on top of that, being someone that you like.
Yes, which I don't know who did that, but they kind of ate with that, putting them together.
Listen.
You think they're going to listen against each other? The Wicked Wiz of Oz. So it's practically audition skits with all of the members of all the movies, I guess. Well, most of the members of the movies auditioning for a role of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So you already expressed how you felt overall, but again, overall, how did you feel about this musical?
If many of you are alumni of the RuPaul's Drag Race community, you know about tooting and booting. For those of you who are not, this is going to be our version of that. So, if a queen did good, or if she looked good on the runway, she's going to get a snatch. Like, ooh, that bitch is snatch. Like, snatch for the gods. If she did bad, she's going to get a scratch. Like, oh, she was flat this entire time. Like, that performance was scratched the fuck up. If they go beyond snatched, they get a sculpted. Literally meaning every bit of that garment, that dress, that performance was so perfect. It was like the bitch was sculpted by Michelangelo themselves.
Right.
And if they did worse than scratch, then that bitch slaughtered. Like, that was bad.
Cut it up, throw it away. So, Susie as Elphaba or Green Witch, she was giving Broadway Wicked. Very, the original actress that played Elphaba on Broadway. I forgot her name, sorry. I'm sorry, y'all, I forgot her name.
Idina Menzel.
Hey, okay, yeah. She was given that energy.
And take our opinions lightly because we are not drag queens whatsoever.
Yes, we are not drag queens. This is a fan's perspective, a viewer's perspective. It's just our opinions.
Our opinions.
Yes, I have done theater training. Okay, done acting training.
Tell them.
Okay. So. I will have opinions, but they are my opinions, and I love all these queens anyway. So how do you feel about Susie?
Wait, what'd you give her?
I give her a snatch.
Snatch? Yeah.
She's really good.
She did, like, gave very much trained Broadway thespian. I thought the vocals were on point. Everything was good. I gave it a snatch, too.
Yeah. Next is Jules as Glinda the Wicked, from Wicked. Glinda from Wicked.
The Good Witch, yes.
Yeah, the Good Witch, aka the Good Witch. Hype about her performance.
Oh my gosh. Jules ate the fuck down. The bitch sculpted. Because for her to have those nip slips twice and still make it funny and recover so quickly. Ugh. I would have been literally on my feet. Round of applause.
Yes. It kind of sound like you think she should have won.
I do.
Okay, so you gave her a sculpted.
I gave her a sculpted. That was so good.
It's funny because I gave her a sculpted too.
See?
It was so perfect. The nip slip, perfect. Like, and it didn't seem intentional. And
right, but it played so well.
Yes. The acting, the mannerisms was just so top tier. It was so funny. I was laughing. Like, I was on the floor. She is such a good drag queen. She's such a good artist, such a good performer. She's so funny. I keep telling y'all, she's so funny. It's just, like, I don't know why she hasn't got a win yet. I would have picked her as my winner, hands down.
Hands down.
I gave her a sculpted as well.
Yes.
But let's calm down. Let's chill for a second. So, next comes out is the Friends of Dorothy, which reference, do you know the reference of that? Are you a friend of Dorothy?
Isn't that like back in the day when like code for like they're gay, but they don't want to, you know, you couldn't actually say you were gay?
Yes. Back in sometime, I think it's 70s, 80s, maybe 70s, maybe 60s. I don't know. Let us know down below what the time era was. But yeah, that was a code they used to say to each other to because it was unsafe to be gay. So they asked each other, "Are you a friend of Dorothy?" And you say yes, then you're one of the girls. If you don't know what you're talking about, you're probably not one of the girls.
Right.
So the friend of Dorothy's come out, which is the Scarecrow, Tintin, as Michelle said, and the Lioness. That's Arrietty as Scarecrow, Lana as Tintin, Lexi as Lion. I am happy that they did do their own individual thing at first and then came together because you got to judge it better. First run is Arrietty as Scarecrow, and she was honestly my favorite out of the three. I think she was really good. Her voice, the track, the physicality of the Scarecrow. I was pleasantly surprised of how she did, and I gave it a smash.
It was really good. I thought Arya did really good. I was very like it wasn't too much. There were peaks and valleys. Even her odd like her time in the studio, she gave the character life. Like she was the Scarecrow. And she did well. I gave it a snatch.
Yes, I was nervous about her at first, so I was pleasantly surprised. Next is Lana as the Tin Woman. What do you think about it?
I thought Lana did really good. I thought she did really good. I gave her a snatch as well. Even with like the vocals and everything, Lana did. Like this whole trio did really well.
I liked her overall as well. She did her best with the performance, but it was pretty good overall, so I gave her a snatch as well. Lexi, my top girl in the house, my house, comes in as the lion, lioness. What do you think about it first, since I believe you liked hers the most?
She was in character the entire time, from the moment the lights came on the stage until they went turned off and it was time for the one runway. Lexi was in character the entire time. Not saying everybody else was, but you could literally see her reacting to everybody, especially when the trio came. Like Lexi was in it, like she was wanting this win. I gave her a snatch. She did really good.
So what I originally wrote down, I said probably the weakest track out of the three. It's not horrible, but her moves was hot. Like her physicality was very hot, very, you know, lioness, cat woman, sexy. The track that they gave her was like, okay, like okay, all right. So I give her a snatch overall. I didn't notice her character throughout the play. But so you said that she was in character the whole time.
Yeah, the entire time she was in character.
Yeah. One thing I did love that they did with them, it was so clever, and I believe they did this or something. Maybe they did this in the original movie, but they used different things as mics when they were singing.
Yes, Lexi used her tail, Lana used the axe, and fucking Arrietty used some corn, which I don't know where she got it from.
Where did she get corn?
Where did she get where did she
Where you find a little bro? Where you
Oh
get
my fucking God, Jasmine.
that was
'Cause who thought to bring fucking food like they weren't gonna feed them?
a whole loaf of bread. My favorite
Dead.
Jasmine Masters moment of all time from Drag Race. Yes, where you get a loaf of bread? Probably top 20 favorite Drag Race moments of all time. But yeah, I love that they had different things for mics. That was one of my favorite touches of the whole thing. Like that's one thing that really stuck to me. So after that, after they did their thing, Sam came in as Cher. I mean, the Wicked Witch or
Oop.
the Witch of East.
He's gonna struggle with this title.
Because what? Why is she there? Anyway, my first thought was this is random as hell. This is what I wrote down.
Right.
My second thought was the makeup is scary. but then also, though her voice sounded great, the physicality was nice. I like that she did like a little assisted front flip. I thought that was cool. Besides that, it was just a mystery on why Shea was there in the first place. I know y'all tired of me keep saying it, but I'm sure everyone is thinking the same thing. Why was Shea there? And then giving the win at the end of the day. I don't know. How do you feel about Sam and Shea? Or, I mean,
Sam and Shea. Sam and Shea. Sam did well as Shea. Do I feel like what you said earlier, that was put there as like a, you know, if nobody else makes Rue laugh, this will definitely do so. Or if it's that bad, this is a go-to winning, you know, role.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but at the same time, I felt they could have brought somebody else into the mix. Like, they could have brought in the witch that dropped the house on the Wicked Witch of the East. Or they could have just made the Wicked Witch of the East her own thing instead of it being Cher coming into the audition room.
Right.
To play the Wicked Witch of the East. Sam 8. I give her a snatched.
Okay. I give her a snatched as well. Next, Corey and Lydia as the Flying Monkeys. Problematic. How do you feel about Corey and Lydia as the Flying Monkeys?
Yeah, Lydia did, even in like the world, like the roles, Lydia had most of the speaking parts and Corey was there in the background, like literally in the background behind Lydia.
Right.
And for what gets me is Corey is a good foot above Lydia, yet still you could not see Corey behind Lydia. Like, Lydia was Corey was literally in Lydia's shadow during this number.
Yeah, even in the vocals. And
even in the vocals, like, it didn't help. You know, not everybody can sing. Not everybody has that talent. But, damn.
I mean,
I felt like that was a setup for an automatic low placement.
I mean, I do think, yeah, Lydia did better. And literally in the vocals, Lydia's singing and then Corey is backing her up.
Literally.
So, like, how is Corey's role meant to be a winning role? I don't understand. But, like I said, I wrote a note, wrote down, seemed to be, Lydia seems to be leading the song. The act itself was fine. Lydia attempting the duck walk was interesting, but kind of ate with the beat.
With the beat.
Yes. It was okay. It was okay.
And I mean, she had to get down there pretty quickly, too.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, yeah. She did it on the beat, too. So she kind of ate with that. I would give Lydia a small snatch and Corey scratch. Very soft. And yeah. Because they both are kind of doing the same thing, but Lydia is leading. So obviously, Lydia is going to be better.
Or at least in the forefront.
And it's very much in the forefront. So it's hard to put Corey better or in the same level.
I gave Lydia a snatched.
What did you give Corey?
I gave it a scratched.
Yeah. Next is Anya as Harlem Dorothy. How do you feel about it?
Bitch. When she popped up, I literally was smiling cheek to cheek. Like, Anya is my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anya ate down. Like, she ate down vocally. And what got me, which I hated it, was the critique that Jamal gave her.
Yes. Yes.
Saying that she, the only thing he had against her was that she didn't pick up the choreo when he was teaching it to her. Sir, I could see if you and her came up with the choreo together, but she was not with you when you came up with that choreo. You brought the choreo to her and she had to learn it there.
What does her progress in the rehearsals have to do with her final performance?
Right.
Why did that result in her having a critique that way? Because she was in the top. Right, technically she wasn't in the bottom, but that was her critique. I did note that this Harlem Dorothy is the only reference they have to The Wiz.
The only one. Like that Wicked Witch of the East role as Cher? Mm-hmm. Coming in and auditioning? That could have been the Wicked Witch of the East from The Wiz. You or know, the one that was... She was like, she sang the song No Bad News.
I don't... That like wasn't she, the Wicked Witch of the West?
Mm-mm. I don't think. Was it?
I think that's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Bitch, that's the Wicked Witch of the West. But they could have made... They could have... She could have been in the fucking play.
Yes, exactly. She's a different type of Wicked Witch. She should have been in there. She has a whole completely different look to her. She has a different vibe. She could have been... that. They could have added her instead of fucking Cher.
And the fucking range could have been... Easily, Corey could have been able to do that.
Yes. Anyway, so what? So I gave Anya a snatch.
Oh yeah, I gave her a snatch.
Yeah, I think she was good overall. She was working that little skirt. She did that.
Literally.
The performance itself was kind of cheesy. Like at the end, where you know the fist in the air, little cheese, but it was cool overall.
I still loved it no matter what, cheese and all.
Cheese. Keisha as Dorothy. The vocals was good for the most part, I think. They did just had her walk around. So I'm like, what did they, were she able to do more than what she was, more than that? Because they telling her she could have done more with that role, but if you're telling her you're just going to walk around and moat, what more can she do? There is some, she could do some like, maybe facial expressions.
I mean, she could emote more. Honestly, I feel like they wrote Dorothy wrong. Like, I feel like it would have been better if they would have wrote her as some snobbity, uppity, this is my story, main character vibes.
Oh, yeah, that'd been good. But I think they have to have a character that do, like, a ballad or something for some reason. Which
I feel like they were trying to go for the same thing that, Anitra's character did during Wig Loose. Because, you know, Anitra had that ballad.
Yeah.
I felt like they were trying to give another character that moment, but the right girl wasn't in that role.
Right.
Which makes me think again, how well, we all know the answer, but do you think Susie would have been able to turn it and make that role possibly a winning role, or at least safe?
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. Because, again, she was just walking around. There were, I would say, before her actual solo, and she was like, what about me? Is it my time? And Michelle like, no, bitch. That is what you can make the most out of the character.
Right. And I feel like she just, I just feel like she didn't give it all.
Yeah, but her face at the very end of her solo, and when everybody came out and circled her around, and she like looked out to the distance and like I liked that moment. She had it was a very beautiful part. Very, the tone of it was beautiful. I like.
Imagine if she like shed a tear.
Yeah, like it was cute. It was really cute. So overall, I think Acacia did what she could do. So I gave her a snatch overall.
Yeah.
But, okay, so moving forward, the runway time. The bitch. Category was...
Umbrellas?
You would think the category was actually called Parasols. Shady Ladies. They had to do a look that incorporates a parasol. Or some girls did a whole umbrella. We're doing Snatched, which... in Drag Race terms would be toots, and scratch, which in Drag Race terms would be a poot, and then sculpted, which is in Drag Race terms it would be a shoot, and slaughtered, which is just throw it away. Just don't even look at it. It's done. It's horrible. Horrible.
All right, let's go.
All right. So first girl, Suzy Toot. Very safe compared to everyone else. Very, like, everyone else is doing something extra, you know, something. Susie's wearing, you know, leotard.
A leotard.
Yeah. The colors were really nice on her skin. Very tan. Mm-hmm.
gold color. I do like the color. Mm-hmm. She is beautiful. Makeup's beautiful. The bodysuit is nice.
And I never, Rue made a comment that she found her shade of blonde. She said, like, everybody has their own shade of blonde, and that was hers. I never thought everybody has their own, like, shade of, a certain color. Well, I mean, like, yes, but, like, as far as, like, hair, you know, yeah. I don't know.
That's a saying that Rue has said a few times, and I kind of get it, because blonde has different shades, and not every shade works for everyone. Like, mm-hmm. if Susie was wearing a really light, beachy blonde, it probably would not have looked good on her, but this more like goldish blonde works for her better. So there's different shades of blonde, so that's what's really cool. I give it a snatch though. Like, she's beautiful though. It's just compared to everybody else, like, what do you think?
Yeah, I gave it a snatch. It is good, but there are better runways.
Yeah, way better.
So next. Who's next? I like Jules, but it did remind me of...
Season 12?
I think it was season 12, yeah, with the Black Wedding or something like that. Yeah, this reminded me of that. Not saying that it's bad, but I liked it, but it was just like, damn, maybe this is what held her back from the wind.
Oh. Yeah. It was given Jan at that runway, which Jan wore the black hair.
That big wedding dress, and had to literal step out of it to lip sync.
It's just, when you wear black on the runway, you lose the details. I can tell that there was a lot of beading, and that was the whole point of the look. I love the parasol/umbrella. I love it. It's really goth. I love it. Just you don't get to see a lot of the details, unfortunately. But she is beautiful, so I gave it a snatch. No,
I gave it a snatch too. I wish it was different.
Yeah, it could have. It might have held her back from the win, unfortunately. Our next queen, Arietti, which is another black dress, but it has red all over it, and I do like it. I like it, and I like the drapery on her arms. That's attached to the dress or the cape, not sure, but she looks beautiful, and I gave it a snatch.
I like this look too. I always like when queens pay homage to their heritage.
Yeah, so you gave her a snatch?
Yes.
Okay, next is Lexi. Oh my goodness.
Good. This is good.
Yeah, Twitter definitely lit up on this one. Because it was amazing. It was great. The fact that the carousel stick became a
hat. Yes.
A cane. And she's not afraid to wear a gray, silver, white wig.
Bitch.
I mean, she's not beating the granny accusations.
And she's only 34.
Right. But she, I mean, I'm only saying that because she's walking with a cane. But she looked amazing. Do you remember season 10 when they had the old lady runway?
Yes, because that was where one of my favorite lip syncs happened between Eureka and Cameron.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Yes, that was one of my favorite lip syncs too. That's how I was introduced to that song, and I love that song so much. But yeah, she could have wore that on that runway and eat it up. She looks so good.
Yes.
I was almost going to give it a sculpted, but...
What stopped you?
The dress itself is cool, but it's not like... I'm not gagging, but I don't know. I mean, I really want to give it a sculpted. I mean, I love the gag of it. The gag of the parasol being a cane. Like, it's just... this bitch is so fashion. It's giving so fashion. She's so... Oh, my God. What do you give her?
I almost gave it a snatch too. I just wish the same detailing with like the gold pieces in the hat were spread across the dress as well. And I kind of wish she had a different shoe.
So you almost gave it a sculpted.
Yeah, sculpted.
So what do you give her?
Snatched.
Okay, I give it
a high snatch.
High snatch. It's a trendy to tuck snatch. Yes. Next is Sam Star. I'll go first. The gown is beyond gorgeous. It's so beautiful. I loved all the detailing. It's just again. She looks like a freaking AI. Every time she comes out, it's just so super artificially polished. She looks like an AI drag queen. I'm gonna say this every episode, and it's not a bad thing. It's like a mix of both. Like, there's some shade in there, but it's like good shade because she looks so perfect.
She does look good. Also, this dress, I knew it looked familiar when I first saw it. I was like, that looks like, I don't know why, but that looks familiar to me. And it's literally Trinity's dress that she wore from, what was the spinoff?
It was Celebrity Drag Race.
Secret
Celebrity Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave Sam Star a sculpted. This looks so good.
Really?
Yes. This dress is so beautiful. And I love mesh. I love anything that is like a mesh, like a see-through thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. And people were talking about her, this wig that she always wears. It's like,
yes, I didn't like the wig.
You didn't like it?
No.
She said this is her signature wig, and I can see that. She does wear this type of wig a lot. I don't think it's the same wig exactly, but it's definitely like, it's the curly, very big curled blonde wig.
Yeah, the styling.
Yeah, I mean, she wore it on her entrance look.
Which I think that is the same wig.
I mean, but I like the look overall, so I gave it a sculpted. I can't go back. But yeah, what did you give her?
I mean, you can't go back. I gave it I gave it a high snatch.
Oh, snatch. Okay. Next is Lydia Butthole Collins. You go first.
The headpiece.
That'll talk the town.
The headpiece. And I've noticed that, and I bet you she made this look herself. But in all the looks that she's made, she always incorporates these very big, artsy headpieces. And sometimes I feel like they take away from the look. But I mean, like, I love the fabric. I love the parasol. I love everything. It's just the hat. And if the undies were like a thong or something, I feel like this would eat. It would give like sultry, seductress type thing, type vibe. But the headpiece. What'd you think?
Yeah, I feel like with the undergarments, you either give us a both top bottoms or a neither. I don't know if I like no top and bottom versus top and no bottom. I think you should do either no top and no bottom or top and bottom. Like if she had a bra, a sexy bra under, and then like
you said, a lace.
Yeah, under it. And then a thong or whatever under with that. That would be sexy. Or nothing. Or a skin tone.
Well, not nothing. Candy. Yeah.
Is she gonna be talked?
Oh, so dang.
But like, it's either both or none for me. And then, like you said, the headpiece. The headpiece looks really nice. Like, it looks artistic, but you're covering your face. Stop covering your face.
Yes.
That's the only thing that bothers me. Like, she's covering her face. We can't really connect with you if you're cutting off your face. It is art. I see the art in this. I love mesh. I love a see-through moment. Like I said with Sam, it's just the headpiece is cutting you, like, it's cutting your face completely half, literally. So, overall, I originally gave it a snatch because I do like the elements of this.
I feel like the elements are there. It's just the execution. But I give it a snatched.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Don't ask me a third time.
It's your opinion. Okay. Next, Corey King. And I gotta say this. Y'all can't be mad at Corey this time. Okay? This bitch looks good.
Very.
She looks really good. The carousel is really pretty. I love the cloud. It looks like clouds. It's really gorgeous. The makeup. The outfit is snatched. She looks good. She looks good. And the fact that she's Dorothy on a...
Right.
Wizard of Oz challenge episode. And she... It was not planned. She had this look. Didn't know it was going to be on the same episode as the Rizical. The Wizard of Oz Rizical. So, bitch... I know, I'm sure. When she heard this runway, she's like, bitch, I'm about to eat. I'm about to turn this. I'm about to be Dorothy on the same episode of Wizard of Oz. Yes. So,
like, what are the odds?
What are the odds? What are the odds?
What are the odds?
But I gave her a snatch. She looks gorgeous. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, she really did. Like, this is really good. Probably her best run. This is her best runway so far.
Probably. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But snatched.
The picture looks like her wig is sideways, though.
So. Yeah, I think the puffball one is just back. Maybe.
I don't know. This Annie wig is interesting.
Not the Annie. Ooh!
Is she not giving Annie? Is that not the Annie wig?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Ah!
She was Michael Jackson a couple days ago. So
I'm so dead. Oh my god, that had me screaming.
Full circle.
We love you, Corey.
Yeah, love you, Corey. Anyway, next is Anya. What do you think of Anya?
Bitch.
Your girl. Our girl.
She looked good. I love the see-through. I don't know. Is it chiffon? Is that what it's called? The material? The see-through. Oh, mesh.
I always call it mesh, but I'm sure it's called something else.
It's something else. But I love that material and the fact that it's all yellow, but it's that's not like, you know, meshing into each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can see just about every detail in the garment. She did really good with this and paired it with, you know, black and yellow is always a good pairing.
Yeah.
Black, yellow on black skin, period, is a good pairing.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was a drag queen, I'll wear those. This looks, I love it. But I liked it. I really did. I give her a snatch.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you give her?
A snatched.
Okay. Next is Acacia for what? For the last time. Okay, I really liked the corset. I liked the wig, the Marge Simpson wig with the carousels inside. I think that was really clever.
Mhm.
I don't like the skirt.
Yeah.
Overall, it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. I gave it a snatched overall.
I thought it was good. I did. I liked everything except for the skirt. I wish it was different. I wish you would have played into the stack thing. Hmm. And maybe like stack this like different layers on the skirt, like a small version at the top and then big it gets bigger as it goes down, something like that.
Yeah, that could have been cool.
With yeah, but
black and the with the same white and then black stripes with it, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this is good. I give it a snatched.
Yes. Next is Lana. How do you think about
it? Once again, it reminded me of
the black wedding runway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She was a vampire, though.
Yeah, we saw the teeth.
Yes.
But I liked it. I gave it a snatched. The bitch looks snatched.
She does, very. I like the black. There's some black detailing in that I do like. I love the puff sleeves, love the bottom part of her dress. I like that she's a vampire. I love the hair and makeup is gorge. It's a snatched overall. Again, it's black, so it's hard to see the details. But it's cool overall. Let's give it a snatch. So who's your favorite look?
I like Lexi's look.
Okay. I would say Sam. So who's your least favorite look?
Lydia.
Oh, okay. I would say, Ooh, it's hard.
Who did you say? Who are you trying to decide from?
I'm thinking either Susie, Acacia, or Lydia, but I might say Susie.
Susie!
Because next to everybody, it just seems really small, and, like, I didn't try. It's like, but she's really beautiful, though. Really pretty.
I mean, look at the beading and everything. But I do get what you're saying. It's a leotard, but...
At least Lydia had, like, a vision. And I do like some elements of it. There's some art in there. And in Acacia, the wig was inventive. I'm not inventive. I mean, we've seen it before, I'm sure. But it was really cool. And I like the corset. So I guess Susie, unfortunately. But it's not terrible.
Crazy. They always trying to bring down our household. But that's okay.
I wouldn't be thinking about that. But I mean, I should though. But yeah. Yeah,
I'm dead.
Your house is trash, but it's okay.
Oh, wow.
So, deliberations come. Safe is Lydia, Lana, Lexi, and Arietti. Top is Susie, Jules, and Sam. Bottom is Corey.
And Anya.
Oh.
don't forget about my house. Everybody up there, thank you.
Okay, there's no Anya slander here, but I was just very confused by her placement because of the critiques. But yeah, Anya was in the top, yes. Corey and Acacia was the only ones in the bottom. Do you agree, disagree with any of these placements?
Agree.
Okay. So now we see who's the winner. The winner is Sam Starr. Do you agree?
Sam did do well, and the runway was there.
Yeah. I don't agree, honestly. I mean, congratulations to Sam. I think the runway took her over to the
I think it was the runway, I'm telling you.
Yeah, if Jules had a better runway, Jules was my winner for the challenge, but for the runway, Sam is my winner, so I'm mixed. How do you feel about the lip sync, though, overall?
In the beginning, Acacia was eating.
Really? Really, really?
Acacia was eating, but then Corey kicked it in the high gear, literally.
Literally?
Kicked so hard the wig came off, and I, oh my gosh, I was like, what is with the girls and their wigs coming off this season?
Second time in a row.
In a row.
I wish I was in the club, bitch. I need to go to the club next time because I bet a wig's gonna be slipping next lip sync. I'm expecting it now.
No, Corey lost that wig, and I was like, if she gets sent home, because of that, it's gonna be crazy.
That would be a gag. Because she's such a big personality. But mm-hmm. She's not doing the best in the challenges, so it's like, ooh, I don't know. Lydia says that she told Corey to glue it down, and Untucked, they showed it. So she literally did tell Corey to glue her wig down before the lip sync.
The foreshadowing.
Crazy. Like, this is reality TV gold. So Corey was doing a lot. She started doing these dances that was like, it was giving cardio Zumba dances.
Like one of those 80s workout videos.
Yes, 80s workout videos. Like she was doing those high kicks. I'm like, okay.
And the leg was up there.
Yes, yeah, so Corey was doing some break dancing and stuff. It was cool. It was good. She was doing it. I didn't think Keisha did that bad, but it was obvious that Corey won.
Mm-hmm.
And Acacia's got sent home.
Damn.
Yep. How do you feel about this episode overall? Was it a good
episode? It was a good episode. I loved it.
Yeah, it was cool overall for me. So next episode is another sewing challenge. They have to make looks inspired by Betsy Johnson. Who do you think is going to be the top? Who do you think is going to be the bottom?
I think it's between Jules and Arietti, and then the bottoms, Corey. Bitch. Bitch, what if this is the Corey Lydia lip sync?
You think?
Bitch, what if it is?
Okay, so I think the high for me is either Lexi, Sam, and Arietti, and then low, Lydia, Corey, and Lana. I think they're gonna do Lana.
Oh shit, I forgot about Lana.
Yeah, you remember Alana's
look? Lana versus Lydia.
No, I think it's gonna be Lana versus Corey.
What if it's Lana? Well, oh yeah. I don't know.
They haven't put Lydia in the bottom for a sewing challenge, even though some people think that she should have. But her look, the first look, that whole big yellow look, I mean, it was eating her up, but it was not bad.
It was the hat. It was just hat. Like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you go back and look at that look she has on, that big hat with the black wig.
Yeah. However, this is Betsy Johnson inspired, so I think Lydia could do well and at least be safe.
Again. What if she pulls out a win?
Oh no. Maybe. Ooh. But I think with the edit, with the,
keep in mind, Lydia, this is your house father telling you, oh no.
Oh my god. Look, there's no favoritism, okay? I'm real, okay? but I mean, I think Lexi could pull it. Just feeling is a Betsy Ross inspired. Lexi's very fashion, a fashion girl. She knows how to style.
And but is it fashion?
Yes, it's fashion. it's fashion, but yeah. So and with the trailer, they show Lexi a little bit of Lexi, and she seemed like appreciative of something. So she's definitely probably in the top anyway. So I think Lexi could win. Either Lexi, Sam, or Arietti, but Lexi could win.
That could be Lexi's second win.
Yeah, finally. Get her on the board. But and then I think they're gonna do Corey versus Lana. I didn't think Lana might go home if they're not gonna do a double sachet.
What if it's a double sachet?
Oh hell no. Not on Black History Month.
Bitch, imagine. No, it's gonna be the end of Black History Month. It's gonna be the end.
Oh, back. We'll see. So where can everyone follow you? Keep up with you.
Y'all can follow me. I said in the beginning, I have an Instagram. And though there isn't anything right now, there will be stuff coming soon. So you can follow me at JamariMB. That is JOMARIMB on Twitter and Instagram. And where can they find you, Serge?
They can find me at Call Me Serge anywhere. Sound Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. I'll spell it, whatever. CallMesirg. And you can follow you follow this podcast at Drag and Draft. That's DRAG. And for napkin, DRAFC. Drag and Draft.
Fucking napkin. Okay.
And there we post our posters of our houses and keep you updated on everything. So yeah, follow us on there and stay tuned. We'll be back next week with the next episode, which is another sewing challenge. Yay!
Yay!
All right, and I guess we'll see y'all next time.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.